Hey, robbery, Hampton Park last night. It looks like a tactic from some of the youth criminals. On the line, Terry Hastings. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you going?
Well, good. Thanks for warning us about this. Now, what do you know about what happened?
All right. What happened was, like, last night my wife and I were out helping a friend do some cleaning. So we come back. My wife came back with my daughter first. I dropped her to get pizza. As I came around the corner, my wife's standing in the middle of our court holding a baby that I've got no idea who that is. And a lady on the phone, a Chinese lady on the phone, talking to the police, as it turns out. And what she'd done is she'd, through Facebook Marketplace, had accepted to purchase a phone for $1,000.
Yeah.
And had they'd given an address which was in our court. They didn't live there at all.
Yeah.
So she literally parked in the court. Now, we have a small park which runs off the court. They walk through the park, across to her car, open the door, grab her handbag and her sister's handbag, and just legged it.
And that, so but, they've lured her to this court.
Yep.
Come out of hiding and robbed her.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Jeez, is she all right?
Yes, she's fine. No injuries or anything like that. She did chase after him, apparently.
But she had a baby with her, did she?
She had a baby with her, yeah. And, that, and a son. And
an older kid, anyway.
3 or 4 year old.
Yeah, but she's obviously had the $1,000 in cash because they told her to bring it.
Yep, that's right.
Ooh.
And the other thing is, like, she had a proximity car. Not having to put a key in the ignition.
Oh, yeah.
So when they've grabbed the handbag, they've got the keys to the car as well.
So how many of them, Terry?
Three of them.
Okay, any descriptions?
Wearing black hoodies and probably African.
Black hoodies and probably African appearance. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is Hampton Park. What do the police say about it?
That apparently it's getting more common. They really couldn't do a lot about it, which I'm not blaming the police. There's no way you could chase people through the streets of Hampton Park.
Oh,
we've got parkland and stuff like that.
Yeah, but they couldn't do a lot about it then. But why can't they do something about it now? Put out a warning to people. Give us some descriptions. Tell us where it happened, where they were last seen, what they looked like.
Yeah, I don't know. As I said, I'm not, basically, this is why I wanted this warning. That's why I sent the email into you, was that I needed... This tactic is just so obvious with Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
That you can put something up. The definition, though, I don't know what the phone was, but it's, say it was a recent model iPhone, that's about $600 to $700 saving. You'd be able to go, hold on, $700. Yeah, that's too good to be true.
Yeah, okay. Terry, hang on. I'm not sure we got your details for the NVP for tipping us off for that. We'll go to the police as well. Has anybody else come across that form of robbery? 96900 693 13 13 32. So the victim gets onto the marketplace thing, says, that's the phone I want. It's $1,000. I don't know what it'd normally be. And the person selling says, yeah, turn up at this address, $1,000 cash, you can have it. Turn up at the address, which turns out to be a fake address, or the address is real, the people don't live there. They come out of the bushes, take the $1,000 and everything else they can.